A U.S. Senator, LBJ's son-in-law, getting a massage from a glamorous model. Nancy Reagan enjoying private four-hour lunches with Frank Sinatra at the White House. Rape at the Kennedy family compound in Florida. What do these scandals have to do with serious journalism? Well, quite a bit, it seems. In recent weeks, the American media have been awash in good old-fashioned political sleaze. What's been so unusual about this latest epidemic of dirtbag news, though, is that some of the most respected elements of the American press have been partaking. Consider the following. Poison Pen author Kitty Kelly's trashy new book about Nancy Reagan rates front page coverage by the distinguished New York Times. A woman alleges she was raped at the Kennedy compound in West Palm Beach, and the Times and NBC News see fit to break precedents and publish her name. NBC again, with its new tabloid show Exposé, hosted by anchor Tom Brokaw, resurrects seven-year-old allegations that Senator Chuck Robb of Virginia once had a dalliance with a blonde model and even attended a party where cocaine was in use. Leaning more towards legitimate scandal, the Washington press here has taken on the widely disliked Bush Chief of Staff John Sununu for his generous personal use of government aircraft. And here comes the Washington Post's fading Watergate media star Bob Woodward with another highly questionable eyewitness account of the inner workings of the White House as administration commanders prepared for war with Iraq. His fly-on-the-wall perspectives of a rift between the President and Defense Staff Chief Colin Powell over Operation Desert Storm even prompted an unusual, fiery presidential denial.
Nobody's going to drive a wedge between him and me. I don't care what kind of book they got, how many unnamed sources they have, how many quotes they put in the mouth of somebody when they weren't there.
It may come as a surprise to inside the Washington Beltway politicians that they are becoming mired in unbecoming scandal at a time when their public popularity is riding so high on the post-Gulf War wave of euphoria in this country. But in the news business, ratings and readership are what count most. And it's possible even the elite and punditi of American journalism got quite used to phenomenal public attention during the Gulf War. And like a junkie needing a desperate fix to stay high, we'll do what it takes to retain that attention in the post-war doldrums. John McKay in Washington.